For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lamont Jack Pearly, and this is the African American Folklorist. On today's episode, I focus on the notable African American folklorist of Bowling Green, who's made a significant contribution by documenting and preserving African American heritage in the Bowling Green and Warren County area.
My name is Maxine Ray. I'm affiliated with the African American Museum. I'm affiliated with the Mount Zion Baptist Church, where we go to church at. I'm also affiliated with the Folk Studies Department.
After changing her major from sociology to folk studies, a class project confirmed Mrs. Ray of the value and importance of her story, family history, and the community she grew up in.
One day, we had to do a day in our life, like, you know, go take pictures, everything you did that day, go to the dry cleaners or wherever I was stopping. I was out in front of the place taking pictures. And when I turned in my project, I had some pictures of the community that I was born and raised in. I put some of those older pictures in there and say, this is kind of what I did as a little girl every day, was playing in the neighborhood, going to school, and whatever. And one of my professors asked me, he said, do you know what you have? I said, yes, I think I do. Well, I grew up in Jonesville. It was an African-American community that was located on the campus of Western. And when everybody would ask me, where were you born at? Were you born in Bowling Green? And I said, yes, I'm Western's campus.
So I'm here on a rainy day, walking around Diddle Arena, through the parking lot, around to the back of the arena, a place I've worked at, witnessed exciting sports events, engaged with great people. Had I not known, I would never have imagined at one time this was a residence for a thriving African American community. And when I say residence, there were homes here.
The community is not in existence when it deceased after Western, you know, wanted to expand.
In my research, I end up walking down to the corner of Russellville and University to find the plaque given by the Commonwealth of Kentucky, presented by Western Kentucky University, that reads, the lives of most residents of this close African American community revolved around church, school, and family activities. In the late 1950s, Jonesville was one of the two areas in Bowling Green designated for urban renewal. By 1968, the state had acquired the land and sold it to the university.
It was the best place. That was all we knew growing up as kids, you know, as Jonesville. And you lived here, and our parents owned property. There were maybe two or three rental properties in that area. But during the late 40s and 55, there were like 67 homes with about 400 to 500 people living in that community. And then that was when I knew, you know, that I had some history that needed to be documented and needed to be shared.
When asked what she would like people to receive from her work, she said,
not to forget, just like, you know, walk over the grounds and just not realize that this was a black thriving community at one time.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lamont Jack Pearly.